T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump has agreed to shut down his personal charity amid allegations he used it to benefit himself. Joining us with more, Washington Post reporter David Fahrenthold, who's reporting on the Trump Foundation, uncovered the alleged misuse of funds. David, thanks for joining us. First of all, give us a rundown. What was Donald Trump allegedly using this money from his foundation for?
Well, there's three things he did that got him in trouble. One was using the money in his charity to basically settle the legal settlements of his for-profit businesses. So if his businesses agreed to pay something as a part of a legal settlement, the charity would pay instead and save his businesses money. The other thing is he used the charity's money to buy portraits of himself, one of which he later hung up as a decoration in his resort down in Florida. And the last thing was he used his charity as kind of a tool of his political campaign. He used a bunch of other people's money, gathered to the charity, and then gave it away in the middle of his campaign stops in Iowa and New Hampshire to make him look like a richer, more kind person.
So now we've learned the Trump Foundation has agreed to dissolve itself. What does that solve?
It doesn't solve all of his legal problems. It solves part of it. So the New York Attorney General has sued Trump and his three eldest children for what the AG called persistently illegal conduct of the foundation. And among the things that the AG wanted them to do as a result was shut the foundation down. So they've done that part. They're going to shut it down, and the judge will have to approve the charities that get the remainder of its money. But the lawsuit against Trump and his children lives on, and Trump may have to pay millions more in damages and restitution.
And what is the likelihood of that? How strong is this lawsuit?
The judge seems pretty inclined. She's actually just recently shot down an effort by Trump to have the case dismissed. The judge in Manhattan State Court seems interested in finding some sort of negotiated settlement to this. So I don't think that she will impose all of the penalties the AG wants, which also include banning Trump and his kids from being officers of any other charity in New York State. But I do think there'll be some settlement where Trump has to pay something to make this go away. Just from reading the judge's words, I think that's where we're headed.
David, thanks for joining us. Washington Post reporter David Fahrenthold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.